Okay, today's shiur is Yevamos Daf Tzadi Zayin, and we are on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the story. We know Rabbi Yochanan had just quoted a statement regarding the status of B.S. Ben Tess, and again, to keep in mind, this week's shiurim are sponsored L'Refuah Shleima Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta, Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta, B'Toch Shar Chole Yisrael, Shalom Bizocha to a R'Refuah Shleima B'Karov. Rabbi Yochanan said, discussing, as the Mishnah did, the status of a B.S. Ben Tess, it has the status of Maimar B'Gadol, and there was a machlokas, whether that meant totally in all areas, or only regarding certain halachos. Rabbi Yochanan had said, asu v'asu, that it was in all areas, and there ended up being a machlokas tanam about that, meaning two different authors of the Mishnah here, and the Mishnah back in the third parak of Arba Achid. So then, Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Lazar, his Talmud, had gone and said over this maimra, said over this statement, without mentioning Rabbi Yochanan by name, and he got very upset about it. Rav Ami and Rav Asi went to make Rav Yochanan feel better. And he said, they said, you know, there was this story that occurred and there was a machlokas between Rav Elazar and Rav Yossi. And it got so heated that a Torah got ripped by first it said by purpose. No, Chas v'Shalom, it was by mistake. And the statement was made that, you know what was good? Rav Yossi ben Kisma made a statement, Tamiya ani. Says, you know what? There's such anger in this base medrash. I'm sure, I'm lo yia, Tamiya ani. I won't be surprised. And lo yia base akneses zu avodas kochavim. That this base akneses is not going to last like in a base akneses. V'chein haya. So you see Rav Yochanan, what are you getting so upset for? You see what happens when there is anger in the base akneses. So 2 points. I mentioned yesterday, at the end, this Gemara also appears in the Yerushalmi and Shkalim. And there, the Tiklin Chadatin, who we did a lot of when we did Masechah Shkalim, the author of Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, the Talmud of the Gra, so he writes there, he connects these two ideas, the idea of anger, of Ka'as, and the idea of Avodah Zarah. As the Gemara says, Kol HaKoyes Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. Somebody gets angry, they are in the somewhat Ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah, in that they are out of control, and they're serving themselves. If I put myself in the middle of my life, and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a form of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says. And that's the koes, because when one gets angry, generally is because they are putting themselves in the middle of their existence, and nobody else, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not anybody else in the equation. We mentioned a number of times in the past the beautiful letter of the Rambam, the Igros HaRambam, where he writes a letter, Igeris L'Rabbi Ovadia HaGer. And the letter, it was a Muslim convert that he's writing to the Rambam. 2 points. Number one, people are screaming at me that I used to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, which is an Isidar Iser to do that to a Ger. And I don't know what to tell them. And is it really true? What do you hold about Islam and Avodah Zarah and Christianity? That's the first half of the letter. And where the Rambam lays down his shita, that Islam is not Avodah Zarah, and Christianity is, in his view. And that's the first half of the tshuva. So he says, first of all, you are never an Ovid Avodah Zarah. You tell him to stop screaming at you and making fun of you. And number two, the Rambam says, they're getting angry and screaming that you're an Ovid Avodah Zarah. You never were, and they are right now. Kol HaKoyes Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you tell them to stop it because they're much worse than you ever were. Point number one. Number two, interestingly, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is the one that makes this statement of Tamei Ani. I'm a wondrous, you know, I won't be surprised if this turns out to be a base of Avodah Zarah. If you look in the Maritz Chayis right here, he says, various Tanoim and Amoraim have different statements that they're always, that's their language. Their language, and they always talk this way. So he says, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is the one that says, Tamei Ani. Where does he have Tamei Ani? So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, he quotes, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches. We all know the Gemara. Chanina ben Tradion, and one of the Asara Harugei Malchus, when he was wrapped up in a Sefer Torah, and they put the wool inside, and they were burning him, Rachman al-Aslan. So what is the Gemara preceding that, right before that? Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was sick. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion went to visit him. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says, I heard that you're teaching Torah Barabim. You know, it's very dangerous in these parts. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion says, yeah, but what am I supposed to do? You know, it's Torah, and the Jewish people have to survive. So he says, Min HaShemayim Yerachamu. Says, Hashem Yazor, says Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. So Amar Lo, Ani Omer, so Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma continues and says, Ani Omer Lecha Dvarim Shel Ta'am, V'yato Omer Li Min HaShemayim Yerachamu. I'm giving you good advice, and you're telling me, oh, Siyata Deshmaya. So continues Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Tamani. Same lashon. Tamamni im lo yisrafu oscha ve'asefer Torah ba'esh. He forecast. Same lashon. Tamani. But that's Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma's lashon. Said the Maritz Chayis. At least two Gemaras we have that is the lashon that he. That is the lashon that he was wont to use. Good. So we're getting to the end, the continuation of the story. So Rabbi Yochanan was not happy with Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi's suggestion and nechama, because the last line that we did was, you're giving me an example of chavrusas that got upset at each other. So this is a Rebbe and a Talmud. This is my student. You know, I'm very upset. He didn't mention me by name. So what happens? Ola Gabe, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Ola Gabe, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Iti. Omer le, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Avdo, Kein Tziva Moshe Es Yoshua, V'chein Asa Yoshua, Lo Heisir Dover Mikol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The Pasuk says that Yeshua taught and fulfilled everything that Moshe did. Yeshua was a star pupil, and he followed exactly, as we mentioned, as the Navi mentions, that Moshe is called an Eved Hashem in the beginning of the Sefer, and Yeshua is called an Eved Hashem at the end of the Sefer. So says the Gemara, V'chi al dov, kol dover, sh'amar Yeshua, haya omer lahem, kach omer li Moshe, by every single thing that Yeshua said, he said, oh, I'm saying this in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, kach omer li Moshe, el Yeshua, what happens? Yeshua yoshev v'doresh stav, Yeshua gave shir. And he darshin, v'hakol yodish at the rosh Moshehi. When Yeshua talked, they knew it was Moshe talking. They knew, even without saying exactly who he was saying it in the name of, they knew it was him. Why? Because that's who Yeshua got everything from. That was his Rebbe. Af Rebbe Lazar, Talmidcha, Yosheva Dareshtam, v'hakol yodik yishalachai. So to your Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan, what are you getting so upset for? This is your Talmud. Everybody knows that he's your Talmud. And when you say something, it's coming from... When he says something, it's coming from you. So don't worry about it. Amar lohem ibnei ma I atem yodim lefayez keberidi chavereinu. Says Rabbi Yochanan to the first two. Why aren't you like him? He gives me good nechama. He knows what to say. You know, you guys, you know, you say, oh, you shouldn't fight. But he's saying, oh, it's from you anyway. You're getting the credit. That's what I like to hear. Fine. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, my time a kafid kulei hai. So why was Rabbi Yochanan specifically getting upset? Why was he so makbid about this? Ask the Marsha, what do you mean? Homer, davar b'shem amro, maybe gula la'olam. Rabbi Yochanan wanted the gula. So that's why he was upset. So the Marsha says, it seems like there was something specific about Rabbi Yochanan that he was getting upset. It wasn't stam, you know, maybe gula la'olam. Right? So that's what he was upset. It must be there's something specific that he would get hana'ah from if they would say it in his name. So the Gemara answers, yes. Right, a few lines of agadic. Somewhat agadic lines, right, stuck here in the middle, which we haven't had too much of recently. But he says, "I'll review the Marav. My dechsiva gura ba'aholcha olamim. David HaMelech says, I will live in your tents in worlds." Olamim. Adam lagur olamim. Can a person live in more than one world? What do you mean, world? Shnei olamim. Ela amar David, livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says to Hashem, Ibonu shel olam. Yehi ratzon sheyomru davar shmua mipi ba'olam hazeh. I wish, should be your will, Hashem, that people should say over divrei Torah in my name, in olam hazeh. Why? To amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishra Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan talking. Then Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kol Tamar Chacham, Sheomim, Dover, Shmua, Mipib, Bolam Hazeb, Sifsosav, Dovavos, Bekever. His lips are moving in the grave, meaning he doesn't die. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan wanted that drasha that he said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, based on the pasuk of David HaMelech. How can I live in the next, you can live in both worlds, Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa? If somebody says over Shmua, Mipi HaTamar Chacham, that already passed on, he's still living in both worlds. Couple of points on this discussion. First of all, the Eitz Yosef, one of the Achronim here in the Ein Yaakov, the Eitz Yosef says, again, why Dafka Rabbi Yochanan? So everybody wants this. So why Dafkin was Rabbi Yochanan the one that really felt connected to this Russia? So he says, unbelievable. Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas? Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. He used to carry around the bone or whatever he used to carry around, different dayas. He lost his sons. Doesn't say that he had any other sons. So maybe he was most worried that he didn't have anybody else continuing his family line, continuing his lineage, continuing his tradition. So at least say over my Torah in my name. So Dafka, he says, that is why Levisha de Rabbi Yochanan Azil below bar. Kedam Rabbi Yochanan, Dein Garma Dasi Rabir. V'chol Mishen Maniach Ben Nikra Meis. Kvashamar Chazal B'Yoav. Shalom Maniach Ben Nomar Kanmisa. Lakach Hikmed L'Meimar. Shvaitzi Mishmei Kedesh Yusuf Sosa Dovavos Af B'Tzela Misalach Ish V'chulu. Kilu Bala Shmua Omeid La as if the Bala Shmua is standing opposite you. So Dafgar Rabbi Yochanan was the one. The Bnei Yisachar as well, along these lines, explains, Yifarei Pirei Shalpi Ma'amaram, Hayom Limitzvosam Ulamachar Lakabal Scharam. Only today is to do the mitzvahs that to learn Torah, and in the next world is Lakabal Scharam. As the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Kol Mishatorach the Erev Shabbos, Yocha B'Shabbos. If we prepare on Friday, which is this world, the 6 days of 6,000 years, the Gemara says, in this world, then we'll be able to eat in the next world. Memela, Kol Masha Adam Marbe Lilmo Torah B'Olam Hazeh, Misrabes Scharo B'Olam Haba, B'Kein Yadua, Shev'Olam Hazeh Adam U'Holech. As the Navi says, in this world we're called holchim v'yachar p'tiraso nasa omeid, and afterwards we're omdim like the malachim. Kein lo efsharis she yisale b'madrigaso v'yitosef scharo memelu b'mchinas malach shu omeid v'hine haguf hamedaber Torah al haneshama shebesocha mosev ometz ulam k'shenit la neshama shuvein eroi ledibur amnam k'sha talmidav omrim shmua mipiv. When a talmid, when somebody says Torah in a person's mouth, then it's as if he's continuing to be a holich. He's not just an omeid. There's a possibility to be a holech even in the next world. Says the Arach Laner here, that's why we go to even to a kever. Why do we go to a kever? The neshamas are all in Shamayim. There's still, says the Arach Laner, some connection between the last place the neshama was, so to speak, or where the connection of the neshama to this world was. He says, Marsha, he says, he asked the quotes to Marsha's question. You don't see them talking, the body's talking in the kever, you don't see the lips moving, you see the body rots. He said, Aval Anil, and he has died to Yishlom, Rapisham Hamavur, Bezor, Parshas, Vayachi. Bozor and Vayachi, Shanafsha Shal Adam Nisheres, Bekever, Kidmus Adam Bechayav, Vinixheres, Imrucho, Began Eden Atachton. There's a connection between the neshama and the guf. Or in the spot where the guf was. The im nishmaso began eden elyon. V'lochein hochim al akvarim lispalel al kol tzarish lo tavo. V'lochein shapir shayach sefsosav davavos bekever af shekvar nir kaf haguf. Meaning, like we would have said, it's not a literal sefsosav davavos bekever. It means that you're still getting schar in this world, even though a person is not themselves able to do anything. One more, if you look in the Marsha, in the back of the Marsha in Yevamos, you have the Madura Basra. Madura Basra of the Marsha. So in one of the last pieces there, in the Madura Basra of the Marsha here, the last piece on Yevamos, he says, Venira, Bazeh Haya Kavanas Yaakov Avinu. This idea of Sifsosa Dovos Bekever, this is why Yaakov was so upset. When he says, Ki Ered Al Bini Avel Sheola, what was he so upset? Who did he give most of his Torah to? As Rashi quotes the beginning of Ayeshev, Kol Masha Lamad Yaakov Mishem Ve'Evar Maser LiYosef. Yosef was the one. So if Yosef died, not only did Yosef die, part of me died. Because that Torah that I gave him, which will never be able to, I think he wasn't, right, maybe at the stage where he could give it over to the other brothers. Imkein Nitztair, Kamosh Nitztair David, Ubike Sheyomar Shmua Mipiv. V'yomer achshav shenitrav Yosef in ha'olam lo yiyem ishayomer davar shmua mitorah mipi v'yared el b'ni l'sh'ol. And he says, and that's why he was so upset, and he wasn't misnachem. Fine, you can get over Yosef, but the Torah that he gave Yosef v'yamayin lehisnachem miyushav sh'amar al Yosef atzmo efshar shakabal tenchumen aval azeh shiyen nikvar ka'avel tefsosav segurim al zeh ino shayach tenchumen. There's nothing that can make me feel good regarding those issues. That's why it's Dafka Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the idea of Sifsosav, Dovavos, Bekever. Right? And that's what Rabbi Yochanan wanted. Rabbi Yochanan was saying this even in this world. Not only Bekever, even in this world, if somebody says over B'Shem Amro in some other place, so a person's getting schar, even if they are not talking at that time. Good. Right? We had a shir in the past a number of years ago. Could you do mitzvahs when you're sleeping? Right, so we discussed, could a carbon be brought on your behalf when you're sleeping? And can you count for a minion when you're half asleep? The Shulchan Aruch discusses. So what about when somebody's saying over a Dvar Shmua Mipicha when you're sleeping? On the other side of the world, right? Somebody's saying over a Torah that they heard from you. So yeah, you're getting a mitzvah then? You're getting schar. You're not fulfilling a mitzvah. You don't get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But definitely schar is given being given out. Okay, fourth line. Amar Reb Yitzchak ben Zeira. V'item Reb Shimon Nazira. Shimon Nazira. Is that his name or is that Shimon the Nazir? Right, unclear. Pashto sounds like Shimon Nazir, but there weren't too many Nazirim that that we're aware of in the times of the Gemara. Beginning of Maseches Nazir discusses one that the Amoraim were very proud of in the because he had such l'shem shemayim kavanas. He had long hair and he wanted to cut it. So they say, "My kra, what does the pasuk mean in Shir Hashirim? V'chichech ki yein hatov, your palate is like good wine. Holech ledodi meisharim, it goes to my beloved straight meisharim. Dovev sifse yishenim, the lips of those who are sleeping are moving." What does that mean? Kekomer shalanovim. It's like a big vat of grapes. You put leave grapes in a big vat for a couple of days, they became mushy and soft, and the second that you touch any spot on the whole grape pile, grape juice or wine is going to start oozing out because it's so soft and mushy. Any little touch of anywhere on it is going to cause the wine to come out. Makomer shalanovim. Kivet sheminiach adam etzba'o alav. Miyad dovev. Just like this big vat of grapes, right? When a person puts his finger on it, miyad dovev, it immediately starts flowing out. So af talmidei chachamim kivan sheomrim davar shmua mipiem ba'olam hazeh, right when a davar shmua is said by the chachamim in this world, zif soseim dovavos bekever, their lips move bekever in the kever. A couple of interesting points. The Stechemid discusses what happens, idea of Sif Sosa Dovos Bekever, or the idea of Mevi Gula Olam. What happens if somebody's working, they come up with a big chiddush? They come up with a chiddush in the sugya. And then, a little bit while later, they see where it's written in some sefer. Do they have to quote it in the name of that sefer? They thought of it themselves. So he discusses that, whether there's a concept of their Mevi Gula Olam. Because that, oh, I got it from you, but I didn't get it from you. I got it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who helped me figure it out. So, number one, the Stechemet discusses that. Number two, there's a Gemara, the Gemara in Nazir. What happens, and the Gemara does this all the time, what happened if I saw something in a Sefer and the Sefer quoted it from a different Sefer who got it from another Sefer? So, do I have to quote the whole line? Or must pick the original thought producer and me, or the one I heard it from? I heard he told me, right, I saw the name, the Shlo Kadosh quotes the Marshal. Can I just quote the Marshal? Her heard it in the name of... You have to go through the whole line. The Gemara goes through the whole line all the time. Amar Reb Yaakov, Amar Idi, Amar this. Sometimes you have four lines, just names. Right? So obviously for that, but should you do that? The Gemara does it. So obviously it's an idea. But if you look in Nazir on Daf Nun Vav, Gemara that Bezrem will discuss in a couple of months, says the Gemara, actually beginning of next year, Kol Shmaitza de Misamra Bebeit Slasa. Any Shmaitza, that you got three on the list. Nun vavam abeis. Kadmoi ubasroi amrinan, mitzioi lo amrinan. Say first and last. First and last is good enough, says the Gemara. You don't have to say the whole middle line. The first is the one that you got the idea from, and the newest one is where you got it from personally. So give him credit too. Tosfos, right there. V'hachanami, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Omer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamal, Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamal, Rabbi Lazar. V'rebi shesider ha-mishnah, His kir Rabbi Eliezer Shahaya Achron Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya Shehua Rishon Yeshua ben Mamashu Amsoi Lo Chash Laskiru. He says you find examples of this in the Mishnayos, but in the Gemara you have it that you have the whole line. The Gemara obviously felt that it was also important to give the to mention the entire line. What happens also that so some Achronim discussed the Panim Eros? What happens if there's an anonymous sefer? Does he get Sifso Sof Dovavos Bekever if you don't mention his name? It's anonymous. I'm going to quote this Sefer. We don't know who really wrote it. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch, we think, right, for many years they thought it was written by the Rav Aaron Alevi. Now scholars seem to think it was written by his brother, Rav Pinchas Alevi. So we'll quote the Sefer HaChinuch. So what if we're not sure? So whose lips are moving? Right? Who's the one? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes whoever lips move, without it. Is there a Chiv to... for an author to put his name onto a sefer so the person is able to bring Geula la'olam, or is it enough just to mention the name of the sefer? The anonymous sefer, blank, Archa Sadikim. Archa Sadikim is an anonymous sefer. So, is there any idea there? Kasha. Let us continue. Says the Gemara, last section of the of the perek. But again, those are all, you know, maybe relate. We could talk about a chakira, about maybe Gula Olam. What's the point of it? Is it to give them credit to where credit is due? Is it more focused on the person themselves who's saying it, or is it more focused on the person who originated the thought? What type of halacha is that? And these all could be nafkaminas. What if it's anonymous, and what if it's, do I have to mention all of them in the line? Right? All of these are what if I thought of it myself? So all of these are nafkaminas to that chakira. Okay, weiter. Echad ben teshanim bechulu. So the Gemara ended off, the last section of the Mishnah said, a 9-year-old has the same status as a 20-year-old that didn't show simane gavlus, that didn't show shtei Cyrus. So echad ben teshanim bechulu, v'raminu, is this really true? Ben esrim shana shalohevi shtei Cyrus. The Mishnah says in Maseches Nida, that a 20-year-old that did not bring shtei Cyrus, yaviu raya shehu ben esrim, let him bring a proof that he is 20 years old, v'hu asaris, and that he is asaris, and lo cholis v'lo miyabim. And if he does that, then he won't do chalitza or yibim. Right? If he proves that. Bas esrim, or a girl, bas esrim, shana shelo hevi yishdei Cyrus, yaviu raya, she bas esrim, she has to bring a raya that she's 20 years old, and v'hi ha'ailanis, lo cholis v'lo miyabemis. Right? So you see that they have to bring a raya, and there's no chalitza or yibim done. Right? What's the stira? Rashi, first skinny line. Lo cholis v'lo miyabim. What does that Mishnah Nida seem to say? Delav bar ukmi shem la'achivu. Let him bring a raya, and then they don't do chalitza or yibim. Alma kigadol chashiv. V'lo amrinan katan hu v'yamtinu lo. We don't say let him wait. Right? What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, same thing. Right? 9-year-old or 20-year-old that didn't bring Shnei Cyrus. Right? They're in a limbo. So over there it says not. You just treat him like a gadol. Ha'id mar'Allah. Am Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Am Arav. Fushanolda bo simani saris. There's a difference. That which would says that we treat him like a gadol is where he had positive simani saris. Not that it's just a suffix. So it's muchach that he is a saris. Am Arav adekanami diktoni v'hu ha'saris. Right? That the Mishnah even says that over there in Nida Shvamina. Says the Gemara Bechinah, Lo Nodulo Simani Saris Akama. If he doesn't have any positive Simani Saris, so how long do you wait? How long is he besafik for? Tani Debei Rebbe Chia Ad Rov Shinosaf. Rove of his ears. That's how long you have to wait. What a rove of his ears. So three shitas in the Rishonim. The Rambam says 35 and a day. Right? Yemesh Roseinu Shivim Shana. So 35 and a day is majority. If you look in the Yad Ramah in Baba Basra, this also comes up there, Kufnun Hey, Baba Basra, he says 35 in a month. 35 in a month. That's Aj, right? A month is called a year. And if you look in the Rashbam there, the Rashbam says, no, 36. 36, you go by the years, none of these days are into the 36th, right? No, you know, just have the machlokas in detail, what exactly, how long. So, but the Gemara seems to say, based on, that's what you assume the lifespan is, based on the words of David HaMelech. You may have said, Shivim Shana Vim Gvuros Shmonim Shana. My father likes to quote the Tshuva of the Chavos Yoyer. The Chavos Yoyer writes in Simin Ayin. Simin Ayin. Isn't that interesting? Simin Ayin, the Chavos Yoyer, talks about the definition of a Seudas Mitzvah. The Shiloh was asked to him, Rabbi Yar Bachrach, a person during Aseres Yimei Tshuva was so inspired, felt so spiritual, he made a neder that he will never eat at anything other than a Seudas Mitzvah. He will never eat at a Seudas Rishus. So a few months later, he's been finding it difficult to eat supper. You know, every time his friends get together and go out, he says, I can't go out with them. Seudas Rishus. He says, but there are many chazals that say that if there's different Torah at the meal, then it's like a Seudas Mitzvah. So can I go there? Is that really a Seudas Mitzvah? Can I, you know, what, can I take part? Chafati ladas, acher shabali adrush, v'rov amesubin, tamid yachachamim, v'lopasak pumayu mipilpul, meaning I have good friends, I have a great chevra, they're always talking and learning, but v'r halacha besuda, v'karav lomar de piya gavna sudas mitzvah, yodieni na malas potaraso, let me know your opinion. So, the Chavos Yoyer goes through a whole tshuva here, what's called a Seudas Mitzvah, right? The two of the biggest, most important sources for what is a Seudas Mitzvah is, there's a Yam Shel Shlomo and Baba Kama, and right here, this tshuva of the Chavos Yoyer. Those are the two. So he quotes, yes, he says, really, I would say that any time that a meal is filled with Divrei Torah and Shiros, the Sishpachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's good enough of a Seudas Mitzvah for this regard. But that's what I would say. Muchat chosudas shalom oseh shelo b'derech mereyes v'simcha. Ela k'dei lidein shavach v'odoy l'makom. O k'dei l'farsim hanes. Avi seudas mitzvah. And he says, I think you could rely on that. And then he quotes what other types of Seudas Mitzvahs are there. He quotes a Siyum, a Bar Mitzvah, right, so the Nobi Yehuda talks about later. Nobi Yehuda was after the Chavos Yar. And then he quotes the line, O Seudas Ben Shivim, 70-year-old birthday party. 70-year-old birthday party, he says right here, Seudas Mitzvah. Sheyesh lehistapek afilu zeh ben shivim mevarech shechianu. Kikach nirali mikomakam lo yichuyav sheyeh sudas mitzvah. Lachain roi lidrosh bahem. So, have some divrei Torah. The suda before, the night before the milah, they used to have sudas, it seems like, day 3 and day 7 before the bris milah. He says, lo avi sudas mitzvah, sheinam rak minag. It's a minag. Either way, he goes through all of these different definitions, fascinating tshuva. But simin ayin, that's what you remember. Right, there's a Chavos Yar, 70 years old. What about every year after 70? Maybe it's a continuation. Every year is a Seudas Hodah that a person lives after 70, not just 70. But again, that's right here. You may sure say to Shivim Shana. Regular birthday party, pashas before that, is not a Seudas Mitzvah. All these stories about the Achronim who make siyumim on the days of their birthday. The Klei Yakar writes in one place, in the Olas Ephraim, that if I use it as a day of Hisponinus and Cheshbon HaNefesh, and, you know, then it could be a good day, an inspiring day, right? There is a Yerushalmi that says we have special Kolach HaBracha. That's what the some of the nations that fought against Yeshua, Dafka sent people out who was their birthdays, because they had special Siyata Deshmaya on their birthdays to be able to win battles. But Pascha is a regular birthday party. If it has Shiras HaSishbachos and Torah, obviously then it's any Suda. You don't need the birthday. But regular day is not right. The only one who has a birthday party in Tanakh is Paro. Right, so that's we're not in such good company. Rav Moshe in his Bat Mitzvah Tshuva, not going to get into that right now, but in the Bat Mitzvah Tshuva in Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Dalid, where he, Machlokas, Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya, Rav Moshe is not so into Bat Mitzvahs. He's not even into Bar Mitzvahs. He's, I don't know why people are making such big Bar Mitzvahs. But Rav Avadya is supportive and saying we have to give these girls, you know, a good feeling for Yahadus. But along the way, Rav Moshe says, it's no better than any regular birthday party, which is just a Rishus. So he just has that Derech Agav line along the way where he discusses. He says, "Varak emrotza av lasos eiz a simcha bebeso rashoi avol einz a shuminyan v'smach lahachshu zedvar mitzvah v'sudas mitzvah kiu rak kisimcha shal yom uledet ba'alma and v'yayshar chaylei ha'isi mevato b'medina seinu gam seder a bar mitzvah shal abonim sheki yadua lo heviz a shum ish l'karva l'torah l'mitzvahs." Nobody ever went to a fancy bar mitzvah and was inspired to Torah Yirat Shemayim, says Rav Moshe. And this tshuva was written in 1957, right? So I don't know what bar mitzvahs looked like back then, but it was not, I don't think, the bar mitzvahs of the past 50 years. But that was Rav Moshe in the 50s in New York. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, last four lines, Kiyosel Kamei de Rava, when a potential saris came in front of Rava, and he didn't show specific signs. So Rava wanted him to prove one way or the other. And sometimes Rava felt that his state is based on the fact that he's too skinny or too fat, too robust. So he used to tell them, Ikachish, if he was very thin, Amar lehu zilu avriyua, go put on some flesh, go put on some meat, go eat. V'i bari, and if he was a little too big, Amar lehu zilu achashu, go lose some weight. Tahani simanim, because these simani sar is zimnin denasri machmas kechishusa, zimnin denasri machmas biriyusa. Right, and sometimes they're because of your state of health, but if you change your diet, maybe things would become more clear. Okay, Adolachisha Rabba, now we get into this, the 11th, little parak, a couple of daf, of Nosin al Hanusa, before we get into the 12th parak, which is about Chalitza, and the 13th parak, which is about Mian, and the 14th and the 15th parak, which gets back to Eidus Isha, which we'll get to. But says the Meiri in his classic style, this parak has four topics. At the beginning of every parak, the Meiri is very organized. Right, we should do it at the beginning of every parak. We don't, but we'll do it today. The Meiri says this parak has four topics in it. Number one, he says, Arishon Isurei Bia. We have a couple of much of this Masechta is about who you're allowed to marry, who you're not allowed to marry. Right? We had all in Perika Arel. Arel and the Psua Daka and the Krishavcha and the Ammoni and Moavi. It's all here. Isurei Bia. So we have a couple of Isurei Bia listed. Number one. Number two, he says, Ksas b'nei Adam she'einu ru'yun l'chalitza v'yibam. Once we have people you can't marry, so we have people who aren't right to do yibam or chalitza to. Number three and four, Sveikos. If you have mix-ups between babies for chalitza and for yibum and for Kahuna and Yisrael, right? What status? So those are the topics of this parak. Tosfos says, the first Tosfos, why is this parak here? He says, since, Tosfos says, because we spoke about at the end of the previous parak, the idea that only a woman herself's bia, asers, and not her sister's bia. So this parak also discusses a man's relationship with a woman. Does it aser her relatives? Right. So that is the connected point according to Tosfos. So here we go. No sin alha anusav ala mafuta. If a man is ma'anis a woman, he's still mutter to marry her relatives. No sin alha anusa. Right, after he's anes or mafate a woman, that does not create an iser krovos. So no sin alha anusav ala mafuta. The opposite, though, is not true. Ha'ones fa mafate sh'ala nesua chayev. If somebody is ma'anes, his wife's relative, then chayev. That's an iser daraisa, right? Because that's an iser krovos. Period. No se adam anusas avim umafutas aviv anusas beno umafutas beno. A person is allowed to marry the anusa of his father or the anusa of his son. That's not called eshes av, right? Anusas av is mutter. Eshes av is an isadaraisa. Rabbi Yehuda oser banusas avim umafutas avim. Rabbi Yehuda asers. Let's do a little more, and then we'll have to quote an important machlokas. Tanina la de tan rabbanan. This mishnah fits with the following. Anas isha mutar lisabita. A man is ma'anis a woman, then he's allowed to marry the daughter. Nasa isha asa lisabita. But if he marries the woman, he can't marry the daughter. Right? The iser krovos is only by marriage. There is a machlokas we've shown him. Just a side point. Whether the iser krovos starts by kiddushin or by nisuin. The Rambam says clearly by kiddushin in Hilchos Isurei Bia. Kiddushin creates the iser krovos. Tosfos here sounds like nisuin. The end of Tosfos Arayas sounds like the svarahi kiva the kas of she'er bekra v'alidei hanisuin ba hasheirus. Sounds like Tosfos is saying nisuin is the source for the iser krovos. The Rambam though says kiddushin. Good for a minhu, but 1 minute. How could we say that if after ones a person is allowed to marry other relatives? We learned earlier hanitan mina isha. If there are rumors that a man is with a woman, aser be'imo bevito b'achosa. A man's not allowed to be with the relatives. Remember the Gemara says, because we're worried that if you marry this woman, then the relative who there are rumors that you are with are going to come visit the house and then you're going to be in the same situation. So Gemara says, midrabanan. That's a drabanan. So, and our mission is daraisa. Says the Gemara, v'chal hecha dika yisur midrabanan, t'ni nosin lechachila. Would the mission give such a misimpression? Yeah, nosin. What do you mean nosin? That's only daraisa. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to. So Gemara says, Kitana masnitzan la'achar misa. Our Mishnah is talking about where the nitan person that you were involved with had died, so then it even becomes the chachila. Because it's a gzera d'rabanan that's only dependent on the fact that we're worried that you might do something with this nitan person. The person who you were involved with. But if not. Minani mili d'zan rabanan. So what is the source? How do we know that no sin is al hanusa and the only isser is after marriage? The Tanra, 2 days. Number one, the Tanra Abanan, Bekula Nomar Shriva, by all Arayos, it uses the lashon of Shriva. The Kal Nomar Kicha, and here, by the isser Krovos of a wife, it says lashon of Kicha. Rashi quotes the Psukim, where it says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha Ves Ima. Loma Lacha, directly Kuchan Asra Torah. Relatives are only usher based on a marriage. Amalir Favali Abaya, 1 second. Elamayata Gabi Achoso. Dechsiv Isha Sheikach Es Achoso Basaviva Basimo. Hachanami Derekichu Uda Asra Derekhiv Ish Shari. What if a man lives with a sister? Right, it only is usher through a marriage? Right, Derekhiv would be mutter? Of course not. Even though it says Yikach. The Torah uses the lashon of lakach, kiyikach, various times, and you have to see, based on context, what you think it means. Haroi lakicha kicha, somebody's roi lakicha, meaning a woman who you're able to marry, it means marriage. Haroi l'shchiva l'shchiva, you can't marry a sister. So there, it would mean shchiva. Then you could just ask the question, so why does the Torah use the lashon kicha there? Okay, but kicha is a more general term. That's all day number one. Rava Amar, a second makar. Anas Isha Mutar Lisa Bita Mehacha. Ksiv Erbas Bas Bincha Obas Bincha Lo Segaleh. Do not reveal the nakedness of your granddaughter. Habas Dida Binadida Va Obas Bita Dida Galeh. But Mashva, that if it's your wife's granddaughter, there's no answer. Only your granddaughter. Viksiv, but a different pasuk says, Ervas Isho Bita Lo Sagale Es Bas Menav Es Bas Bita Lo Tikach. So the other pasuk says, it's Asur to marry your wife's granddaughter. Haketzad Kanba Onsen Kanba Nisuin. It must be there's a difference. If it's a case of Ones, then it's Mutter. If it's a case of Nisuin, then it would be Asur. Says the Gemara, Eifachana. Maybe it's just the opposite. Tosfos says, what's the Havamina? It's the opposite. Ones would be more Chamor than Nisuin. So Tosfos says, well, maybe it's kind of like a Knas. By Ones, you did something wrong. So if you do something wrong, so we're going to be Konis you and find you even more. If you marry somebody, you didn't do anything wrong. So maybe that's the Svara for the Havamina, Tosfos says. So the answer is no. Arayas She'er Ksiv Bahu. So Arayas, the issue is She'er, family relationship. B'nisuin, ika She'er, ba'onsin leka She'er. There is no She'er. Period. Let's do a little more, and then I'm going to come back to a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Banus Azav Evechulu. So Rabbi Yehuda, we had this Rabbi Yehuda back in the first parak. A machlokas, whether Anusas Aviv is Asur Amutter, machlokas Tanoim. Amar Rav Gidla Amar Rav, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda get this from, that Anusas Aviv is Asur, Dichsiv. Lo ikach ishes, ishes Aviv, v'lo igalek, kanaf Aviv. Do not reveal the wing, the corner, or so to speak, kanaf Aviv. Knaf shera'al Aviv, lo igalek. The knaf that your father saw, do not reveal, and that includes Anusas Aviv. Umimai deba Anusa Ksiv. How do you know it's referring to Anusa? Because the pasuk before it, Ksiv me'iluy tekra, right before in the Torah discusses Venasano isha shachiv imol avi anara chamishim kasef. The Torah talks about Ones there in Kiseitse. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda connects it. V'rabanan iavi samichle. If the two psukim were right next to each other, kita ka'amri. Fine, that would be a hekish, and we would accept that. Hashta delo samichle. But it's not exactly connected. There's a pasuk in between. Mi boy leila kidrav anan. So we say it's not referring to a case of anusas aviv. Is referring to what Rav Anan says. Dama Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, B'shomeres Yavim Shel Aviv HaKasim Adaber. It's talking about the Shomeres Yavim of your father, not the Anusa of your father. Umay Kanaf Aviv, Kanaf HaRa'uy LaAviv Lo Yigaleh. The Kanaf that is Ra'uy for your father to take, the Shomeres Yavim, Lo Yigaleh, that you cannot reveal. V'tebek Lei Mishim Dodaso. What do you mean? She's your aunt. So what do you need a pasuk for? The Shomeres Yavim was married to your father's brother. So it's your aunt. So don't you know already that's Asur? Yeah, Labra Labishnei Lavin. So you get two Averis for that. Aunt and Shomeris Yavim of the father. So another Isur, Labra Labishlosha Lavin. So either Bishlosha Lavin, Vibay Seimalachar Miso. Or it's even after the father dies, when there is no more Isur Yavam Alashuk, still the others would apply. There is a very important comment to Tosfos and Chagiga on the Yudim Abeis, where Tosfos asks, if you have another option to darshin, so why do you darshin lavar b'shnei lavin? Why? You'd rather not say that. You'd rather darshin a new halacha from a pasuk. You don't have to say, oh, the Torah is just asering it double. So Tosfos says in Chagiga, Yudim Abeis, that's what we normally say. Kal eicha di'ika l'midrash darshinan, unless it's a newfangled shita that nobody else holds of. So then, the Ruba de Ruba of the Tanaim would still rather darshin and say, oh, to lavim, rather than darshin something so new. Shiny, she'ein laha'amido, b'karben chadash, lo matzinu, kayotzim b'batorah, v'doma lo, kamosha matzinu, b'yavamis, d'mekmina lo yigala b'shomeres yavim shel aviv, b'lav yiseira, v'lo mekmina le'banuzas aviv. That's Tosfos in Chagiga, Yudim Abeis. That we don't, we darshin, shnei lavim, shlosh lavim, even if we could darshan something else. Good. One machlokas. The Rambam. The Rambam has a machlokas between himself and the Gaonim. The Rambam quotes, what's this case talking about? No sinal anusaval mafuta. Mistama, it could, is it even talking about a case where he did it in front of Edim? The Shaila is, if two Edim witness a man and a woman being involved, do we apply the principle of ein adam bi'ilaso bi'ilaznus or not? That's the machlokas, a major machlokas we've shown him. When do we apply that principle? Says the Rambam, says the Rashba in Gittin, Adap Pei Aleph. You only apply that principle of Ein Adam Ba'osa Bilaso Bilasnus in the context of a marriage. If people said they're talking about getting married, if a man is Mekadesh Al Tanai and then he has Bio with his wife, so Ein Adam Ba'osa Bilasnus, married. But if you just see a man and a woman being Mezaneh, that's what you have to. Oh, it must have been l'shem kiddushin, right? Do you say that? Ein adam osa bilasa bilas nus. So the Gaonim say yes, and therefore, what's the case of nosan al anusa? You should always be worried that this was l'shem kiddushin, and therefore the relatives can't be mutter. So it must be, but there aren't two witnesses. Must be there are two witnesses. Says the Rambam, Gerishin, Yud, Yutes, Horu, Mixas, Gaonim, Shekol, Isha, Shetiboil, Bifnei, Edim, Tzricha, Get. Any woman who has been in front of Edim, whatever is required to see, Tzricha, Get, Chazaka, Shein, Admoso, Bilas, Bilas, Nus. Vehigdilu vosifu b'davres, and the Gonim go even further. Sha'al al daita machahoru, until they pass in shemishi ishlo ben mishivchaso choshishin lo v'chulu. And the Rambam says v'kol adrama eila rechokim he be'inai. Says the Rambam, I think this is wrong. Ad ma'od, very much. Midarke ha'ora vein roy lismoch aleihen shelo amru chachamim chazaka zu ela beishto shegirsha o bemekadish al tnai ubalstam shahari yishto ubeishto hu shechazkaso shein adam osabilas abilas nus ashi yifarish hibilas nus o shifarish al tnai uboel avo b'shara nashim hare kolzona becheska shabol l'shem znus ashi yifarish shehu l'shem kiddushin. Crucial Rambam machlokas gonim in the Rambam perek yud halacha yutes nuchas gerushin machlokas had on this in our Mishnah. Meaning, is our Mishnah talking about a case where there are two witnesses watching or not? So the Rambam says, yeah, even if two witnesses are watching, it's a ma'aseh znus. Nothing to talk about. And the Gaonim would say not. Okay, here we go. So it's time for the riddles. Tosva says that there are seven riddles coming up here. Why are they here? They're not telling us any b'chidushim. They're tshuvas hatztukim. If the tztukim, ask you these riddles, you should know what to answer. Or the Chachma Shlomo writes in the back under the Marshal, or the Marshal writes, you should know sometimes they'll ask you some questions that are about Avera relationships, and you should have some ammunition to be able to answer them. So here we go. Number one, Ach me avalo me aim. A person says, this is what a person says, I am your paternal brother, v'hu bala de aim. No, this person is my paternal brother, and he is the husband of my mother, and I'm the daughter of his wife. Right, so how do you figure that one out? So, Amar Amibar, Chama Delok Rabbi Yehuda Demasisan. That would not work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why, what's the case? Rashi explains the case. It's a case where Yaakov, let's say, is the father, was Ma'anes a woman. He had a daughter, and Reuven, who was Yaakov's other son, married Anusas Aviv. And the daughter of Yaakov, who he had from the Anusa, is saying this, meaning Reuven, who was Boel, this girl's mother, because it was Anusa's Aviv, which is Mutter, so he's my brother, and he is the husband of my mother, and I'm the daughter of his wife. That works, and it won't work only to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that's Aser. Anusa's Aviv is Aser. Number two, Ach Hu Ubrihu. This is my brother, who is also my son. Achase ana, and I'm his sister, because he's my brother, Dahai Didarina Katfo, and I carry him on my shoulders. Meaning, how could you have somebody who's your brother and your son at the same time? Mishkachas la, so now we switch, now these are only found be'isser, bo'ovi kacham, ma'ba'al bito. The guy is ba'al his daughter, so then you could have a brother who's the son as well. Interesting, if you look at the Me'iri here, the Me'iri works out all of these cases coming up, but he switches. He doesn't use Reuven and Shimon and Yaakov anymore. He uses Yishmael and Nevayos and other names. Number three, Shalom Lachabri, Shalom my son, Bas Achasechana. Right, you are the Bas Achasech, the daughter. I am the daughter of your sister. Right, you are my son. I am the daughter of your sister. So how does that happen? So Mishkachas Lo, Bo'ovikochavim, Abba Abbas Bito. Bo'ovikochavim lives with his granddaughter. Then you can have somebody who's basically the sister and an aunt at the same time. Number four, Daloi Deloyu Davla. Listen to me, you pale schleppers. Lepo Bichu Seser Peser. It should fall on you this secret riddle that you can try to figure out. Dahai didarina hubar. This, you see this baby who's with me? This is my son. V'yana bras achua. I am also the daughter of his brother. How do you have that? Somebody who's the son, but is also the brother. She is the daughter of the brother. Mishkachas lo, bo'ovikochavim, abba abbas bino. An ovikochavim who lives with their son's daughter. Again, Rashi works out exactly the names. Number five. Baya, woe is me. Me'ach v'hu av. From my brother, who is also my father. V'hu ba'al, v'hu bar ba'al. Who is also ba'al. Doesn't mean my actual husband, but it was ba'al me. V'hu bar ba'al, and also the son. V'hu ba'al ad'im. And is also the husband of my mother. V'ano barti de'itse. And I am the daughter of his sister. So what does all this mean? V'lo yo'apita l'achua yasmi b'nei barti. He doesn't even give any bread to the children, to the achua, to his brother, the yisomim of the children of his daughter. So that's a lot of words. So mishkachas la, so you got to work it out. The Gemara says, bovi kachav malbo al imo, a non-Jew who lives with his mother, v'holid mimena bas, has a daughter, v'chazer balosa bas, and he lives with that daughter too. V'chazer zakin ba'alea, and then the grandfather again lives with her, v'holid mimena banim. So again, a triple mamzer. So you work out the math, and the family, you have the family trees, and some of the asfarim here, you can see the actual family. Number six. Six out of seven. Number six. Ana va'at achi. Me and you were siblings. Ana va'buch achi. I and your father are siblings. Ana v'imcha achi. And I and your mother are siblings. We're all siblings. How does that work? Mishkachas lo v'ikachavim habal imo v'holim mimenesh tebanos. A obikachavim lived with his mother and had two daughters. V'chazer uba al achas mehen. Lived with one of them. V'holim mimena ben. And had a son. The karyale achse de ime. And who's talking here? His mother's sister. The karmeli achi. And she's saying this. So she is the sibling to the mother and to the father and to him because the parents were the ones that lived ancestrally with her mother. Number seven, the last one. Anav at b'nei achi. Me and you, we are children of siblings. Anav avuch b'nei achi. I and your father are children of siblings. Anav imcha b'nei achi. So, habet eranami mishkachas la. This one, you can find beheter. So, Meiri, you can go back to Reuven and Shimon and Yaakov. You can move away from Yishmael and Nevoyos. Kegon, Reuven sheyesh lo shtei banos. Reuven has two daughters. V'yasa Shimon. Interesting, the Gemara itself does it. The Gemara also starts using Reuven and Shimon and just saying Obi Kochavim. But the Miri followed that. So, Reuven sheyesh lo shtei banos v'asa Shimon v'asa v'chadim inayu. Reuven has two daughters and Shimon married one of his nieces. V'asa bar Levi, the son of Levi, another brother comes, v'nasa v'chadim inayu and marries the other one. So, the different brothers married the different nieces. V'kamar le braid de Shimon, and the son of Shimon is saying this, l'bar braid de Levi, to the grandson of Levi. This is what he's able to say. That I am related, right? We are both siblings, children of siblings, but it's also one generation up as well. Okay, next. Next Mishnah, after these family trees. Says the Mishnah, Hagioris, now we're getting into the world of Geirus. Remember, on a Doraisa level, Geirim are not related to each other. A brother and a sister are not related to each other. Two brothers, two sisters, nobody's related to each other on a Doraisa level. But Tosva says, not Tosva, here we had this Tosva earlier on Daf Chaf Beis Amad Aleph. Tosfer said, for one of two reasons, we will make Zeros by Geirim. There's two reasons. Number one, Shelo Yomru Bano Mikdusha Chamur L'Kdusha Kala. A guy shouldn't think that he has more Heterim when he becomes Jewish. It's easier. So that's why, if something was Usser when they were non-Jewish, it's still going to remain Usser Midrabanan when they become Jewish. Right? A brother and a sister can't marry each other when they're non-Jews. So when they convert, they're also not going to be able to marry each other, even though Midaraisa they can. But one point number one, Shelo Yomru. Number two reason is Asi Lechlufe. Because if it's people will get confused and they'll think, oh, this is Mutter, so two Jews also would be Mutter. So for those two reasons, Chazal would be Gozer in cases of converts. That's Tosfos Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. So with that background, says the Mishnah, Hagiorish, and the Ritva also here goes through beautifully, we don't have time to go read it now, goes through all the klalim of Gioris, Daraisis, Darabanans, etc. Hagiorish and his Gairu Banea Ima, so a woman whose children convert with her, Lo Chosev Lo Miyamin. There's no Rimim or Chalitza, because these two boys converted, they're not considered paternal brothers. So, no Yibim or Chalitza. Afilu ha'raso shel rishon shelo b'kdusha. V'leidaso b'kdusha v'asheni ha'raso v'leidaso b'kdusha. Even if one of them is fully Jewish, but one of them was conceived when the mother was not Jewish, or the father also, v'leidaso b'kdusha, right? Even if they were both born Jewish, still, it goes by paternal. And when the fertility of one, the conception of one of them was when they were not Jewish, so therefore they're not considered related to the father. The same thing with the Shifcha Kananis, same thing as an non-Jew. B'nei Yudin Amsa Ishtachrar. B'nei, the children of Yudin, the maidservant, were freed. Shara Lehu Rav Acha Bar Yaakov L'Mintzev Nashi Da'adadi. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov allowed them to marry each other's wife. Right, Eishas Ach. But it wasn't really Eishas Ach because they weren't Jewish. They converted. Amalei Rava V'Harev Sheishas Asar. Rav Sheshet said, that's Asur. Right? It's too confusing. People are going to think Eishes Ach is mutter for these people, then regular Eishes Ach is going to be mutter. Amalei, who was Rav Anasharina? Okay, I think it's mutter. I could argue. I could argue with Rav Sheshes. Period. So the Gemara says, min ha'av lo min ha'aim kuli amalo pligi d'shari. If they are min ha'av, right, v'lo min ha'aim, meaning if they're only related from the father, right, these converts, but they have different mothers, then it's for sure mutter. Why? Because people know, they focus more on the mother, because then for sure, you know, same mother, you know, they're brothers. No, but Rashi says, different mothers, you know, women are all over the place when they are, Rashi quotes, Stam ovedes kochavim, zonehi o me'ish acherhu. So there's not going to be any confusion if these converts have the same father and not the same mother. But if they have the same mother, we might be gozer. That if we allow this type of like switching wives here, then people might come to do it by two real siblings that were born Jewish. Ki pligi min ha'av u min ha'aim. Problem is, what if they're full? They're full brothers, both, but they were converts. So man deshari basar abashadinan, right? The one who says modi go after the father to habene plan yikari luhu. They're called the sons of this father, and therefore there's not going to be any confusion. Over Rav Sheshes karu luhu nami bene Rav Sheshes karu luhu nami bene plonis. Rav Sheshes says no, they're also called by the mother, and therefore people might focus on that and assume that they're real siblings, and it could lead to confusion. V'ika da amre palig Rav Acha bar Yaakov afilu b'achim in ha'im. And some say that maybe Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who matired, would even argue afilu b'achim in ha'im. He's not worried. Why? My time, Gershon is gark, Gunshin ola dummy. As we've had already. Right, everybody agrees to that principle. It's just saying that he would paskin that way and say, I'm not worried about confusion. People know that converts are not related to each other. We discussed in the past, what's the source for this? The Gemara nowhere. The Gemara quotes this principle a few times in this Masechta, and nowhere quotes a source for it. Right, what's the source? The Meshech Chachma has his suggestion in Parshas Vayeschanan, Shuvu lochem lo'ahaleichem. He assumes that's the source, even though some of them were related to their wives, Ba'arayas, but he assumes that's the source. Okay, last section. Tanan. Says our mission, Hagiorishin is Gairu Bana Yimalo Chosav Lo Miyamin, a Gioris whose kids come and convert with her, they don't do Chalitza or Yibim. My Taima, La Mishum Da Asiri. Isn't our mission saying there's no Chalitza or Yibim, that they are usher to do Chalitza or Yibim? Why? Because we would forbid it, because of the confusion. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe it doesn't mean it's usher, it just means it's not needed. No. Deina Batoris Chalitza V'Yibim V'Shar Yilalma. Doesn't mean can't, it means don't have to. The inunamushari, they could do it. Says the Gemara, Bakhtani afilu. But the next line says the word even. Remember, even if one of them is fully Jewish and one of them is not. So, I amrit bishlama, that word afilu only makes sense according to one. I amrit bishlama asiri, if you say the Mishnah is telling us that it's asur, hainu daktani afilu. Then the word afilu, even in this case, there's no chalitza and yibam. If we're talking about isurim, that word afilu makes sense. Tiava gav the rishon or rasa shalom bekdusha le dasa bekdusha. Vashini or rasa le dasa bekdusha ukishte ima ustamu afilu achiyasiri. We would still aser something. Even here it's aser. Elai amrit sharu maya filu. But if it's just that you don't need to do anything, so then what's the chiddush? Right? Rashi quotes regarding the yivam al ashuk that they can marry out. There's no nafkamina. What the case is? Just say it's mutter. So the Gemara says, Ta'af al-gab, the travail, adasim b'kdusha, vasil l'chlufei b'Yisrael, afilu achishari. That's the chiddush, that even though they're both born Jewish, and therefore you might get confused, still it is mutter, period. Or, so there, we asked Akasha, and then answered it. Ikadami, the other version is that it's a raya and a rejection. Hachanami mistavra, disharu. Maybe it makes sense that it is mutter, like we said, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Tiktani afilu, as it says afilu, I amr bishlama sharu, hainadani afilu, the avagat the shabayel, it doesn't make dusha, does it chlufi be Yisrael, afilu hachi sharu, even though they're both born Jewish, and they might be confusing for other Jews, it's still going to be mutter, ela I amr dasiri, my afilu. But if you say it's us, or what's the afilu? The afalgav, the rishon, arasa shalom b'kdusha, le'dasa b'kdusha. Vashini, arasa le'dasa b'kdusha, dikishtei imos, dami, it's like two different mothers. So you might say it should be mutter. Afilu hachi asiri, it is still usser. Period. So basically the Mishnah works out according to both opinions. Whether you say usser or meaning how you understand the Mishnah, whether it's usser for these to do yibum, or they don't have to do yibum or chalitza. Okay, we'll stop here by the Tashma. Be'ez Hashem will continue with the 11th parak. in Yavamis. And again, we wish Refuah Shleima to Gedalia ben Malka Yuta, B'toch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael.